This is your credit news, Tuesday, March 10th, 2015. A bill to replace the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's director leadership with a bipartisan commission appointed by the president was introduced by a Representative Randy Neugebauer from Texas, chairman of the Financial Institutions and Consumer Credit Subcommittee, the House Financial Services Committee. The bill would transform the CFPB's leadership into an independent financial product safety commission, has 20 co-sponsors. As we approach the five-year anniversary of the Dodd-Frank Act, which created the CFPB, now is a good time to reflect on the Bureau's impact on the American consumer, he said. Over the next several years, the Bureau's actions and record have proven it can't function in a sustainable manner. Perhaps more than any other Washington agency, the CFPB has demonstrated a lack of transparency and a lack of accountability. It has proven it is susceptible to political influence, bringing into question its independence. This bill is not an attempt to weaken the CFPB. It is a push to strengthen the CFPB and ensure greater consumer protections for the American people, he said also. I look forward to working with my colleagues on the Financial Services Committee and in Congress to move this much-needed bill forward.
Bullshit!
Credit reporting giants Equifax, Information Services, Experian, and TransUnion will change the way they handle errors and treat medical debt after reaching a settlement with the New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. The deal calls for changes on a national scale. It requires the credit reporting firms to institute several reforms in the next 3 years, including giving consumers the right to challenge inaccurate information in their credit reports by initiating a dispute. The bureaus, in disputed cases, will be required to use trained employees to review all supporting documents submitted by consumers who see an error in their files, even if the creditor reports the information is accurate. Credit reporting agencies typically deal with disputes by converting the consumer's claim into a three-digit code and sending it to the creditors to confirm or deny the accuracy. The three bureaus also agreed to wait 180 days before putting past due medical bills on credit reports to allow insurance payments to be taken into account. All medical debts will be removed from a consumer's credit report after the debt is paid by insurance. Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion collect and provide credit information on more than 200 million consumers in the United States. Very quickly here, we're going to go over the top 10 debt collection rights for you, the consumer. Number 1, no early morning or late night calls. Number 2, no calls at work once you request it. Number 3, no repeated or continuous calls. Number 4, no verbal abuse. Number 5, no informing of friends, neighbors, coworkers, or family members about a debt. Number 6, no collecting on a debt larger than the consumer actually owes. Number 7, no dire threats. Number 8, a debt collector must send written notice of a debt, and this must be within 5 days of contacting you. It is called a Dunn or a Dunning letter, and this notice must also explain what actions to take if you believe you do not owe the money. Number 9, a debt collector must honor a written request for no further contact. A debt collector must cease contact with you if it sends a letter requesting that the debt collector to do so. And number 10, the debt collector must verify all disputed debts. Debt collectors must verify any debt that you dispute in writing prior to renewing collection calls. Once a debt collector sends you verification of the debt, collection activities may resume. As stated last week, global luxury hotel chain Mandarin Oriental Group and another one just recently added, Natural Grocers, an organic and health food grocery chain with stores in 15 states, are the latest retailers to confirm card compromises connected to breaches of their point-of-sale systems. Cyber threat Intelligence consultancy Eyesight Partners on March 6th issued a statement about the hotel breach, noting that the compromise of card data was likely limited to magnetic stripe transactions, not card purchases that were run as EMV chip transactions. John Buzzard, who heads up FICO's card alert services, also believed that magstripe transactions were likely the target, though he notes that European cardholders could have been compromised just as easily as U.S. cardholders if the hotel was running transactions through the magstripe rather than the chip on the cards. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.